This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Ryan Castle's pacing around the studio for, for announcement coming up after emails.
I heard there would be snacks.
Yes.
So did we.
We thought you were bringing them. Do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com? You've got mail. You've got mail. Got one from today on the topic of earthquakes. Guy, 65, I've been through three. First was 1964. I was living in Fremont. At five, I thought there were big monsters walking down the street.
That's logical.
Mom grabbed us three kids, and we went under a door frame. Second one was in Butler, Pennsylvania, in the early 80s while painting baseboards. My buddy didn't believe me until we saw it on the news later. The last was when I was camping last October above Index. I was in my sleeping bag and felt a sudden bump. There was no noise, so I know it wasn't a tree or a rock falling. That from Michael.
Butler, Pennsylvania.
Butler, PA.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a place you think of when you think earthquakes. Actually, it's not even a place you think of.
Well, to be honest with you, when they started fracking much later, they were getting a lot more earthquakes in that area.
My mother-in-law doesn't live near Butler, but she lives in northern PA. And same thing, her town, right, just town down on its luck, so all the frackers came in, and that was the one thing she said. She said, look, it's great for business, because these guys got to eat and all that kind of thing about stuff, but she's like, the ground shakes. Mm-hmm. The ground does not shake here.
Yes. Birthday wishes, guys. Happy birthday to my daughter, Alicia, pronounced Alicia Vavalis. She's officially 32 today. Since she was born, she is all that is bright and sunshiny. Hence her nickname, Baby Doll Sunshine. I hope your day was amazing as you are. Happy birthday, baby doll. We love you. Lots of love from my mom and Chris. Thank you, guys. That from Shelly, Dealer's Choice there. Mike, I want everyone to
look out.
But y'all, today's my husband Jamie's 35th birthday. We are high school sweethearts, and this year will be 20 years celebrating life together.
Oh, I thought they were going to say we're still in high school.
Help me celebrate with a fish sandwich and the dirty German talking about he is kind of a big deal in my life. And then we all hope his day is as awesome as his perfectly crunchy pickle. P.S. He was happy to also find some of the men's room brats from Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right.
This weekend, we are so excited to try them. Thanks, guys. Love your show. That from the one and only Cindy Crawford.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, you like all this dill talk. I hope you get to enjoy his skin pickle, but if not, do what I do. Throw a merkin on your gherkin. It looks like Groucho Marx.
Hello, naked ladies. Today is my beautiful girl Cassandra's 40th birthday.
Cassandra.
An amazing mother to our three kids. She spends her spare time rescuing puppies from burning buildings. So could she get a you, your girl, and your Johnson? A Pat Sajak, an Alan Thicke, and maybe a few dad jokes for Miles. Thank you, bitches, from Chris, Calvin, Corbin, and Carly in Oak Harbor.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Uh-oh, look out.
That's fun.
Okay, dad jokes, what do we got here?
Dad jokes.
Here's one Castle Lake. Guys, Elton John bought his pet rabbit a treadmill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, it's a little fit bunny.
You're right, I like that.
It's a little fit bunny.
Over 120 years ago, two brothers announced they could fly.
Oh, yeah?
120 years.
They were right.
They were right.
Ah, see, they had a W with the right.
Here's another one for Ryan Kasson. What is the name of the worst drummer in all of Asia? The worst drummer in all of Asia.
Seeing as I haven't been there, I don't know.
No timing.
Jeez, no timing.
No timing.
Did you do the ladder for that low fruit?
Guys, I want to wish you a big happy 40th level up to my best buddy, Haken, pronounced like Haken Loogies. He's a lovely friend, human, and teacher who needs to be more and more appreciated as he inches closer and closer to hospice and eventually death. It would tickle him to hear Mike's most exquisite fart medley, some shotgun gets from Thrill, and Miles' finest dad jokes. Thank you guys for making a smile each day and every day. It gets harder and harder to smile. Lots of love. Sincerely, that from Haken, no question, undeniable bestest friend, Erica.
Jeez.
Get.
It's art right there.
That is how many different animal farts do we have
Let's
in there?
See, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then Wendy Williams.
Okay. Right. Hawken, I'm going to give you all the rest of my dad jokes from today. What do you do if you meet a professional musician?
What do you do if you
give him a tip for the pizza?
Pan for the pizza.
Yeah, take a pizza.
What do you call a Russian leader sitting on a box of crackers?
I don't know.
Putting on the Ritz.
Terrible.
Nice.
I went to a psychic today, knocked on the door. She said, "Who is it?"
You should know.
I left.
Fraud!
By the way, I used to date a woman that had a parrot. It would never shut up.
Oh, yeah?
Parrot was cool, though. How do you turn a duck into a soul singer? How do you turn a duck into a soul singer? A duck.
I don't know.
Put it in the microwave until it's Bill Withers.
Dear God.
What is brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Dr. Dre.
No. The answer is poop. All right, guys.
Oh, my God.
Here you go. Oh, wait. One more. Sorry.
You got one more?
One more.
You got one more?
I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my dad. 68 today. Best dad and grandpa that I know of. I only request three things today. First from Mike Hawk, a fart montage, some thrill shotgun gets, and everyone talking over themselves about how awesome retired life is after almost 47 years the same job. Thanks, brothers. That from Maverick. Get. Retired life? How the hell would I know what retired life is like?
I'll tell you what, man. Right now, I've been doing the same job for 47 years.
No,
you never advance one time, man. You get a little bit closer to retirement. Now you can be bored on your mind.
Ryan Castle, why are you here? You've been very coy.
A happy birthday song, man.
Oh, yeah,
come on,
huh? Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Trying to fly.
I come with news. Do you want, does anyone have a clue?
I mean, I know.
Is this about Mike, Mike knows.
I know what it is.
It's about our 20th anniversary shirt available in the Rock Shop.
Absolutely not.
The
salsa.
No, sir.
The beer.
No,
20th
sir.
Anniversary lager.
No, sir. No, sir. This is something that we have been working on And I'm a little nervous, I'm going to be honest with you, because we put a lot of work into this.
Uh-oh.
For your birthday, Miles.
For my birthday, for the 20th anniversary of the show, or for my personal birthday?
Your personal birthday.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Just kidding. Nobody cares about your birthday.
I know. Mike, hit it.
Imagine the perfect day of golf. The smell of fresh-cut grass. The shine on your 9-iron has you feeling confident. Skill and strategy are the name of the game.
Not the Miles Montgomery Classic. Whoa. June 9th at Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park. Who cares if you win? This is a party.
A nice game of golf? Focused? Organized? Collared shirts.
Not the Miles Montgomery Classic. Join the men's room for golf, cold beer, and grass stains on your checkered knickerbockers. Plus, win rad prizes. Register your foursome at KISW.com.
A nice game of golf. Relaxing. Graceful. Slacks.
Not the Miles Montgomery Classic. Presented by Pinky's Plumbing. June 9th at Bill Wright Golf Complex. Brought to you by Mr. Rax. From Seattle's
In the Hola Bitola
Station. 99.9 KISW.
Yes, you might be wondering why I asked you to record In the Hola Bitola.
I was going to ask, is that why we did that?
We thought it was for an adult film.
After months of planning and years of talking about maybe doing it sometime if we got off our asses, it's finally here. The Miles Montgomery Golf Classic. We're doing a golf tournament.
All right. Yeah. What is the date again?
That is June 9th at our Bill Wright Golf Complex, which is Jefferson Park here in Seattle.
Sure.
Whose idea was this?
By the VA hospital.
I don't know whose idea was. It's something that's been floating around, I think, since like 2016.
Got a little distracted along the way.
But we're doing it.
We finally got around to it. Yes, the Miles Montgomery Classic is happening on June 9th. You can register your foursome right now. And it will be a men's room golf tournament. So this is not a let's get dressed up and play nice, a quiet day on the links sort of golf. This is a men's room golf tournament.
So we can be, look, I cannot play golf. Not that I can't play. I cannot play well. Maybe that's a better way to say it. So are we 18 holes? Like, we're just playing golf?
Yeah. So it's a shotgun start, which I learned about when I was planning said golf tournament.
Can you explain that to me?
I cannot, but Miles can. He's been to one of those before.
Yes, I have. I played in a tournament up there for Seafair.
What is a shotgun start?
Shotgun means that, what time do you got this thing?
8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock. All right, so at 8
o'clock. What?
At 8 o'clock, everybody gets...
That's an excuse to drink at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Do we have to work that day?
I mean, you'll be working at the golf tournament.
All right, sweet. All right. Okay. So what that means is that typically you have four players that are on each hole, and then four players behind them.
Okay.
So hole number one will have group 1A, which is four guys, and then they'll have 2A, which is behind them. Each one hits a golf ball. The one that hits the best drive, basically, you take their ball, and everyone goes up, and they hit from where that person hits.
The whole team does.
Yeah, four drives, but you take the best drive. But we could change some of the rules, Ryan.
We can do whatever we want.
On some of these holes.
Liking this more.
Hey, Miles, it's got your name on it. Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
What we might do is take the worst drive, then, in a scenario.
Ooh, so I like that.
That sounds like a very long day.
You have to put, but look.
Yeah, but that way I can be useful. If you're looking for the worst drive, I'm your man.
But,
I promise.
There's going to be, I would assume there's going to be different crap on every hole.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're working on. I mean, we've got some stuff planned out, but, you know, this is sort of, we were trying to keep it under wraps, so it's sort of in its infancy, but we have a handful of holes that have some things going on, but the idea is to have something at every single hole. Like, you might have to putt with a plunger. You know, I don't know.
Right.
Okay. This suits me more. The more you say, the more I'm like, I can do this.
You might have to crush a beer and do a shot.
I can do that.
We have a handful of golfers in here, I guess.
There's Miles and...
Guy in sales.
Doesn't count.
Dude, honestly, I don't know.
It's Miles. Okay. By the way, is why it's called the Miles Montgomery Classic.
Makes sense.
Oh, he golfs.
That is awesome. Yes, I do.
Yeah, so...
That's crazy.
So somebody here says, hey, congrats on the golf tournament. By the way, June 9th is also known as 69. Perfect day.
Oh, hey, I didn't even think about
this. Well, look at it now. 60.
Well, look, we figured out something to do at one of the holes.
Yeah.
69. Oh, wow, you already got prizes. Jesus, man. You got prizes.
Oh, yeah, so there's prizes for first, second, and third place, like and last place. place, like any golf tournament. First place is you go to Shinedown here in Seattle on Friday. Anyway, and then Monday, you fly to Salt Lake City with your foursome to see Shinedown there. We put you up for the night, and then you fly home.
Oh, damn.
Second place will be tickets for your foursome, VIP tickets to the Halloween Hullabaloo.
So we're just announcing that now.
Yes. I don't have any details. And then third place is your foursome gets four tickets to go see Creed.
White River Ramp. Someone will be very happy about
that. Last place, you get one small T-shirt.
For the entire foursome.
It'll be a huge party. We're going to have an after party after the tournament, which you guys will host, assuming you're still standing. We'll get the Daily Migs show out there. I mean, nice. it's going to be an all-day party. It'll be a lot of fun.
They're coming on tomorrow for Sit and Spin.
Hmm. Are they? You guys do that on Tuesday still?
Yes, we do.
You quit after I didn't do it anymore.
Is there a chance that they can? is there a chance that they can maybe do their show out there if we ask them?
I mean, there's a chance.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, let's put a pin in it.
All right.
As they say.
Put a pin.
We'll circle.
I see what you did there.
We'll circle back on that.
Yes. Okay. That is awesome.
So you can register your foursome now. And also, if you all the foursomes get breakfast, it's all your golf, it's your cart, all of that stuff, lunch.
Do you have a prize pack for
drink anything? Ticket, party,
damn.
Goodie bag, all of the things you expect at a golf tournament from those of you that have played a golf tournament.
I don't know what to expect
We're going to do all of that stuff. And there's only a limited number of foursomes because, as you know, golf course is only so big. You can only put so many people out there. So if you want to play, you can go register now, KISW.com. It's all set up and good to go.
T-shirts with the logo. I'm looking on the website now. That is a cool logo. Miles Montgomery Classic. Look at that.
Yeah. Look at, you got your own classic, man.
Classic, yeah. Miles.
At the very least, we'll make stickers.
You should. That's all I need.
You can go. And Pinky's Plumbing jumped on as the sponsor.
Presented by awesome. Pinky's Plumbing. And Miles, congratulations. And
you have your own golf tournament.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Can we do one of those holes where they scream at people with a microphone?
Oh, like a back-off challenge?
Yes. Yeah, I believe we'll call that the heckle hole.
The heckle hole.
We're going to have a heckle hole?
Yeah. I was going to volunteer myself for that, but if you guys...
I would like to be there, yes. I would very much like to be at a heckle hole.
I'm wondering how Miles is going to work and golf at the same time, because I assume you'll want to golf. For those of you that don't know, Miles is like actually a really good golfer.
I don't know about that. But
yes, you are, man.
You are, Miles.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But being modest.
Ah, that is awesome.
So Miles took Jerry Cantrell out golfing. Mm-hmm. When was that?
Yep. A couple of years ago,
I ran into Jerry in Vegas, and I said, "How was your golf outing with Miles?" And he goes, "Well, he kicked my ass."
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Did you smoke his ass?
You know what, man? I was kind of more excited to be with Chris DeMarco from
DeGarmo.
DeGarmo from Queens.
I was more excited the guy whose name that I
you know that one guy.
Yeah, he is.
That went well.
He's pretty good golfer.
Somebody here says, "Don't you have to be dead before they name something after you?" My understanding is, I have until June to murder.
There you go.
It'll work itself out.
Yeah. So
June 9th is a long ways away.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do it on a lot 8th. Can happen.
Monday, June 9th at Jefferson
Monday.
Park.
Jefferson Park, yeah.
Monday.
That's when golf tournaments happen. That's when these things happen on weekdays, dude.
It's going to shock you. Not really involved in the golf world. So typically, like a golf tournament, this style, anyway, a little looser than what they show on TV. This is a Monday thing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down,
this is
man.
Awesome.
Yeah,
this
it's
awesome.
it's gonna be a ton of fun. And you know, if you play golf, you've probably played in these tournaments before. You know what they're all about. We're gonna put a men's room twist on it and have a big party. Register your foursome because there's only 36 of them.
Okay, so, men's room twist.
You gotta have a foursome to register. So you need four people on board to get there.
Yes, absolutely.
You're buying the whole group.
Yes, which counts me out because I don't have three friends. Not even in this room.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Very cool.
Well, look at you, Miles. Mr. Montgomery.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Miles Montgomery Classic.
All right.
You've made your mark on the planet, brother.
Is this a one-off versus the first of many?
Let's see how it goes.
All right. Okay. Make sure nobody gets thrown in jail. Sweet.
I really feel like we should have done we'll guarantee three of these. Because if it's one time, you know. So you know how we are, man. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's a Monday and I'm married. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys could certainly guarantee that it only happens once.
Well, knowing what we know about Steve's hobby, we might have like the Steve the Throw Hill a pickleball classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to come whip my ass on the pickleball court? I'm your guy.
Damn, man.
We'll call it the jerk and the
How long have you been working on this?
Yeah. What's that?
How long have you been working on this?
God, since
September.
Damn. Yeah. Awesome. The Miles Montgomery Classic. Did you consider any other name? Were you like, no?
No. And I think this is a great example of how little Miles pays attention to what's going on around the office.
We know.
We spent, you know, 6-7 months planning this thing. No idea.
No. I will show you the fact that when I won the Seafair tournament, I got my name on a plaque there. But they ran out of room, so they put it on the back of the plaque. So you have to take the plaque off the wall, turn it around, and I'm on the back side.
First of all, that's cool as hell. Second of all, he tries to play it cool like he can't play golf. And he's
your
like,
name
so
is on the wall.
Let me tell you about the time I won the Seafair Classic.
Will this be broadcast in any capacity? Not on the radio, but somebody just said, can we watch?
A golf tournament?
Dude, this is more exciting than normal golf.
Who watches golf?
I mean, my God.
Steve the Thrill Hill is back at the
bar.
Drink cart.
He's just riding the drink cart the entire way around.
And here we see Steve the Thrill Hill riding the
There will be cart. Plenty of drinks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
dude, you've played golf. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, is it going to be like a fireball day?
Oh, God. And if it is, I'm in.
This couldn't possibly
go. Miles, can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
Could you register right now? KISW.com.
Right now. Right now, go.
Very cool.
Sweet.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, 507. You are listening to The Men's Room. Thank you.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door. Fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Thank you, man.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:07, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50.
But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New research says trying too hard to make yourself happy may have the opposite effect and make you miserable.
Yeah, because you're searching for something that it's not always going to be there.
Well, and it's basically the stress, and it's not talking about, like, be happy. It's working to make yourself happy. You know, I'm going, making sure that I get my workout in, making sure that I get my diet in, making sure that I get time in at work, making sure that I'm reading, and making sure that I'm planning for my future, making sure I'm starting a business, making sure I'm doing my hobbies. Like, you stress yourself out with that enough, you're just running on the hamster wheel at that point.
Do the thing that makes you happy.
Exactly.
And then you will find time for everything else.
Correct.
I mean, honestly, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah. Or, you know, work to those times where you can be happy.
Sure.
Like you're saying, work to... There's a saying, working for the weekend.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing.
Exactly. We're working so that we can finally do the stuff that we want to do.
Exactly.
Today...
Like grocery shop and drive the kids to places.
No kidding. That's part of the problem, too, is that the weekend gets just filled with making sure that these things that need to be taken care of are also taken care of.
If you're going to be at Emerald City Comic Con Saturday, look for me. Buy me a drink.
Yes, he's going to need it.
Do this. Yeah, they have a couple places to sell beer.
Your kid will have a blast.
I know she looks forward to this every year. She's doing the countdown, which touches my heart.
Do we know what is she dressing up this year?
I know the picture.
Okay.
I do not remember the character's name.
Okay.
It is nothing I'm familiar with.
I feel like the last few years she's been a character that you haven't known.
That's where she's at. That's where I'm at. My wife is very immersed in the seamstress industry right now.
Love it.
Getting all this together at the direction of my daughter. It's a very wonderful dynamic to listen to in the house.
Today, the state of Florida celebrates its 180th birthday.
All right.
180 years of Florida.
Cool.
Yeah. And all the
keeps
wonderful
getting
stories.
More interesting, yes.
And it does.
It does supply you that.
America's flaccid state.
Oh.
I mean, when you look at the map, it's like, geez, man.
It does.
Come on.
It's humid down here.
Definitely got snipped, you know.
Yes. There's a man in the UK claiming that there's robots disguised as humans walking among us.
Don't insult Mark Zuckerberg. That's just how he is.
Oh, that's not a bad call.
I mean, you think of people that are just robotic. He's the first person that comes to mind.
Right. And why? What's the point?
Yeah, to do what?
Are the robots the one that disguise themselves, or did people make the robots that are then disguised as humans for what?
I mean, I don't care if this dog disguises people. Like, are they working the bar? Yes. Did they get me a drink? Yes. I don't care.
Game over.
If this is really, I'm a dog. Cool. Can I get another shot?
If Ted was here, they'd tell you that they started with the pigeons, man.
Because they're not real,
That's
man.
That's right. They're just surveillance for the government.
Well, they got it all over the place.
And they finally perfected AI, and now it's animatronics.
I can't believe they
get people who just say crazy crap like news.
But you can. And I think these days, literally, just throw something on the wall, see what sticks, and then if people buy into it, it's like clickbait on the internet.
Sure.
Then run with it.
Again.
You know, you're just telling some narrative that has no basis in reality, but it doesn't matter because if people are paying attention, there's a way to monetize it.
Right. And I swear, if you look at the numbers of these, I would be astounded at how many of these are just kids that know the internet better than adults do. And so they just make these stupid things up because it's funny to them, because stupid things are funny to them. And then there's some dude like, oh man, that makes sense.
And to be fair, right, this is just a matter of social media and the internet and how quickly you can reach people. But most people I know, anyway, grew up at some point believing in snipes.
Snipes.
And you went a snipe hunt. Snipe right? Hunt, so, yeah. Like, just take the, we've always been doing it. This is something that's generation to generation. Just now you can plaster it online. And if you put up any opinion or any fake fact you want to put up, if 10,000 people buy into it, then... the news starts to cover it.
Right.
Even if they're debunking it, it doesn't matter, but they get it out there. So it's a simple thing.
When you also think about, like, urban legends, you know, we love to talk about Sasquatch. We love to talk about Loch Ness Monster and all that.
Sure.
Kind of the same thing.
Basically.
You know, legends.
If someone takes a picture of a UFO, like, okay, that's something that they took a picture of. They can't identify it.
Correct.
So whatever it is, you just don't know what it is.
Right.
That makes sense to me. Not that there's robots walking around. Okay, prove it.
Right.
You know, what led you to believe this?
Right. Oh, man, this guy's eyes. 90% of employees experience quote-unquote meeting hangovers that ruin their workday. And they were basically talking about the useless meeting. You know, catching up. Okay, walk by my office and catch up with me real quick. We don't have to set a time for this.
It gets worse the higher you get on the manager scale.
Right.
So once you get to regional managers, they got nothing to do. I'm going to travel here.
What are we doing?
Every situation's different, but they know.
Right. I like those meetings where they kind of segment it for when you need to be there.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, all right.
You guys can leave.
Correct. We covered this chunk. You guys take on out of here. We're going to talk to these guys.
Like, the regional manager would come in. Some guy who has no idea what the hell your restaurant's doing, but kind of does. But he comes in for like 2 or 3 days to just see what he can help with.
Yep.
Criminy. The numbers are in, gents, and we have found the top cities with the most road rage incidents.
Top cities.
Top cities. I got the top five for you. Just your best shot. Dart against a board. What is the top city with the most road rage incidents?
Now, what does road rage mean? I have gotten out of my vehicle to confront you.
You have done. Your rage has made you do something that is, I think, okay, against the rules.
Because I'm thinking New York into or somebody, Philly.
Gotten out.
Oh, New York and Philly, they just yell at each other.
That's not road rage
driving.
Incident.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, like you might say, like California, but it's sunny there, so people are have a somewhat of a better time.
Let's still put L.A.
Los Angeles is number 2 on the list.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Number 5, you have Miami. Number 4, you have Nashville, Tennessee. Number 3, you have old Chicago, Illinois. And number 1, Houston, Texas.
Really?
Huh.
Well, you know why? Because Houston's so big, you have to drive everywhere. So the percentage is...
Yeah, that's true.
And the roads are garbage. The roadways that they have there, they're intertwined. And amongst the woods, there's just... There's no way to get out and around people. There's too much room for people to be stupid.
Yeah, that's one town I've never been to.
There's too much room for...
That's not a town. That's basically the size of a state.
Exactly. We've talked about it over and over again, how sometimes there are things that you talk to people about, and there are messages that are better conveyed voice to voice rather than over text, because sometimes text doesn't have that inflection, right? It doesn't have that little accent that's on there, because in this here language, sometimes you can say the same word, but it means two different things.
The Mental Top 10. The Mental Top 10
English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. Let's toss that aside and just look at the word doofus, a person who lacks good sense or judgment. Other similar words for doofus? Lunatic, idiot, fool, moron, jackass, simpleton, nitwit, ninny, nincompoop, featherhead, dunce, dork, pinhead, scatterbrain, blockhead, or my personal favorite, schnook. Don't worry, if I happen to call you one of these names, I really mean the same thing. Dumbass.
Fantastic. So these are English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. I'm going to give you guys the description, the two descriptions of the one word.
Okay.
You guys let me know what it is. We're doing Jeopardy style here. This is in no particular order. So this noun, this word is either a noun that is the name of the place where you live, or a verb that means to direct a speech to someone. This is an A word that is either a noun that's the name of the place where you live.
Abode.
Not abode, no. Or to direct a speech to someone.
Direct a speech.
It's something that you write on the outside of an envelope.
Address.
All right. Or an address.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Right. The stress boy. Right.
See,
just like you were saying with Jeopardy.
Got it. Now that I can figure out the category, right. I got a better chance, but I already lost the $200 on the first.
That's okay. $200 clue doesn't count. That's the easy one that gets you gets you on there. Okay. Right. So this C word either means a disagreement, or it is a verb that means to be incompatible with. This C word either means a disagreement, or it means to, or a verb that is incompatible with.
Conflict.
All right. Same different, but they're spelled the same, you see.
Okay, again, these are English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. This D word is either a noun that's a large area of dry land, or a verb that means to abandon something.
Desert or desert.
Correct.
Even though there is a dessert with two S's.
Right.
Right, because if you say dessert as I'm eating it, it's two S's. If I'm deserting you, it's still one S.
Correct.
But it's
that
a
would
desert,
screw me up.
That's the point with text, right?
Right, because the whole thing was like dessert has two S's because it's twice as sweet, right? Mm-hmm. That was the whole trick to get us to do that. Yeah. But when you desert someone,
it's one S, but it's still the word dessert.
I would write the wrong dessert.
Which also, by the way, not twice as sweet if you feel deserted.
This I word either is a noun that's a substance producing a pleasant smell when it is burning, or it is a verb that means to get somebody very angry.
Incense.
Well done,
Miles.
It's either incense or incense, which is weird. You're saying the same sounds.
Well, it's kind of like incense or incense.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. This P word is either an adjective that means excellent or precise, or it's a verb that means to make flawless.
Perfect.
Yes. Okay. Well done there, Miles. Miles, get it. These are English words that change their meaning depending on their stress placement. Another P word here. It is either a noun that is someone whose sexual behavior is considered unacceptable, or a verb that means to change something in a bad way.
Pervert.
Pervert. Well done. You nailed it. This R word is either a verb that means to fight against an authority, or a noun that is a person who is fighting against the authority.
Rebel or rebel?
Correct.
All right.
Star Wars narrative.
We're on Family Feud. I can feel it.
Rebel Wilson.
English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. Another R word. It is a noun that is the extreme value of an achievement, or a verb that means to put information into a physical medium.
What is the letter?
First letter?
R word.
R word.
Give it again.
Record or record?
Well done, Steve. This is an S word. That is a noun that is part of something and also has a geometric figure consisting of two points connected by a straight line, or a verb that means to divide into pieces. An S word. It's a part of something, or it divides something.
Section?
Very close. Segment.
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 Yeah. Whoops. I mean, sorry.
English words that change their meaning depending on the stress placement. A U word. That is a verb that means to make somebody feel unhappy, or a noun that is a situation connected with difficulties.
To make the first definition again.
You. To make someone feel unhappy, or is a situation connected with difficulties. It could also mean when an underdog wins.
Upset.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. That's right there.
English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. An A word, which is a noun that is a characteristic of something, or a verb that means to express that something that was created by someone. That's an odd way to put that.
So what was the first clue?
A characteristic of something, or a word that means to express that something was created by someone.
Artwork?
No.
A characteristic.
That's probably the best way to go about this. It's an A word. It's a characteristic of something, or you're expressing that something was created by somebody. You're giving them credit for it, or you're attributing it to them.
Oh, attributed.
Attribute. Or
oh, attribute. Right.
A C word, a verb that means to bring together, or a noun that is a shorter name for a type of harvester.
Harvester.
It's a piece of harvesting equipment. It's a shorter name for that, or it means to bring together. It's a C word.
Cultivate.
Oh, you're very close.
Conjugate.
Oh, you're so close. They call this big old machine a combine.
Combine.
NFL combine.
There you go. Well done. English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. Another C word. I got two left for you. A C word that is a verb meaning to press or squeeze together. Or a C word that is a noun that's a piece of cloth applied to a body part.
Compress.
Very good. All right, sir.
Nice.
And then here's your last chance. The English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. An E word. It's either a verb meaning to go with somebody in order to protect or guard them. Or a noun that's a person or group of people who lead somebody. A lot of dudes will hire women.
Escort.
So there you go. There was some English words that
you gave a better clue.
I did. Sometimes I didn't get all the best clues here. A woman shared a video online of her husband in a rather awkward situation there, Miles.
Was it awkward? Why?
I will tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Quick time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager.
Yeah.
Now, today, we toast Mr. James Coxall of Cambridgeshire, England. Now, for the last 8 months, James is driven by the same massive pothole 4 times a day. And according to him, it's on a road that connects 2 nearby villages. So it has heavy vehicular traffic. But tired of waiting for his town to do something about it, he built a pair of denim-clad wooden legs and then erected them in the middle of the hole, giving the appearance that someone had fallen in head first. So it's just 2 legs sticking out of the pothole. It's been there for 8 months. It paid off. 4 days after he did it, the pothole was filled.
Damn.
Nice. I'm telling you, we get this stories a lot. Like, there's a pothole. It's been here for this long. You go through, quote unquote, the proper channels. The city has whatever reason they can't get around to it. Mm-hmm. Somebody does something to make it a, quote unquote, piece of art. Next thing you know.
Last one we read was a guy who was going around spray painting giant penises.
Right.
And they fixed him immediately.
Right. All of a sudden, that red tape just goes away once there's penises out.
Suddenly, bureaucracy does not exist.
Damaging cars? No, we'll get to it. Penises? We'll fix it now.
We'll fix it right now. Apparently, dangling legs also work. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.